This is Music at Midday, and our guest host today is oboist Sarah Lewis. She's second oboe in the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, the group you'll hear live from Bay Harbor this coming Saturday night. Broadcast here on Classical IPR. It's a homecoming of sorts because Sarah is from Petoskey. Welcome, Sarah, and thanks for being with us to host the music today.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be here.
Before we get to the music, can you tell us about the path that brought you to this point as a musician?
Yeah, so I grew up just loving music. I started oboe and band in sixth grade, and we had a really great band program. And I studied with Dan Stolper when I was a senior in high school.
And Dan was on the faculty at Interlochen for many, many years. So that was a drive for you every week to Interlochen.
He really inspired me a lot. And I knew Michigan State was an excellent music ed school. And so I started as a music education major. My teacher, Jan Eberle, kept trying to nudge me to become a performance major. And so I thought about it, and I decided to make the switch my sophomore year. And I was lucky to be accepted at Juilliard for my master's program. And I took many, many auditions in my second year of my master's. And sort of soon after I graduated, I won my first job, which was second oboe in the Toronto Symphony.
So first job, Toronto Symphony. That seems amazing. Now you're in Detroit. Has it been a year or 2 years?
Yes, we're just finishing up my first season here.
This is Classical IPR. I'm Nancy Janine. Our guest host is oboist Sarah Lewis on today's edition of Music at Midday. Sarah, this first piece is a short one, a little bit of a break in format for our classical station. It is short, as I mentioned, but a great performance, sure to bring a smile to folks listening. Tell us about this track by the Tonight Show Band.
Sure. This is Take the A-Train. And it's one of my favorite tunes. And when I was about 3 or 4 years old, my dad, who's a great amateur trumpet player, had a tape recording of Doc Severinsen and the Tonight Show Band playing this piece. And I just remember, you know, as a toddler in our basement by the fireplace, listening to this and just thinking, wow, this is so cool. Like, I could listen to this over and over. And so it kind of sparked an interest in music, I think. And my parents say that apparently I told them that one day I'm going to play trumpet better than Doc Severinsen. And that never happened. But I think I can play oboe better than him. So there's that.
Thank you.
Yeah, so that was Take the A-Train, written by Billy Strayhorn and with the Tonight Show Band with Doc Severinsen. And I remember when I was really, really little listening to it by the fireplace and just thinking, wow, that's such a cool piece.
It is. Thanks for bringing that one. This is Classical IPR's Music at Midday with guest host Sarah Lewis of the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. The next piece you brought, a sonata for oboe and piano.
This piece was written as sort of a dedication to Poulenc's friend Prokofiev, who had passed away. And it's really about death and dying. And it shows kind of the range of the oboe and how the oboe can express different emotions like anger and sadness and nostalgia and all of these things that are so tied to grief. And the oboist is Alan Vogel. And I remember as a high school oboe player, I bought his CD and listening to it. And just from the first few measures that he played, I just thought, wow, this is so beautiful.
Thank you.
And that was the first movement of the Poulenc Oboe Sonata with oboist Alan Vogel.
And he was playing there with Brian Pizzone, the pianist. That album is titled Oboe Obsession.
I saw the title and I just thought, oh, wow, this must be the CD to get as an oboe player. And then it was interesting because I think I did kind of become obsessed with this first movement of the sonata. It was just so beautiful. I just couldn't stop listening to it.
Sarah Lewis is our guest host on Classical IPR this afternoon. Sarah is a member of the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. She's originally from Petoskey. And Sarah, what do you have for us next?
Yes, so this is the last movement of Symphonie Fantastique, which is a piece by Berlioz. And it's actually program music, which is music that tells a story. And it was kind of new at the time to tell an actual story through music, you know. And with Mozart and Beethoven, they had a lot of emotion, but it didn't necessarily follow a program. But this Symphonie Fantastique follows the story of an artist who actually poisoned himself with opium to try to get over this hopeless romance in his life.
Why did you choose this piece?
So when I was a sophomore at Michigan State, I had just started dating this guy. And I think on our second or third date, he took me to a Lansing Symphony concert. And he was a tuba player. And he took me to Berlioz Symphonie Fantastique. And I had never heard this full piece before. And he kind of opened my eyes to this new world of orchestra music, and I was just blown away by the music. Yeah, and I ended up marrying that guy. So he's my husband.
So that's a very happy outcome.
Yeah.
And it's a good thing you had that happy outcome, because I understand that for Berlioz and Harriet Smithson, it didn't work out so well in the end. But
yeah.
We all get to enjoy this wonderful piece of music. This is the final movement of the Symphonie Fantastique by Berlioz. And you chose a wonderful recording, the Concertgebouw Orchestra, conducted by Sir Colin Davis.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that was the last movement of Symphonie Fantastique by Berlioz with the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra.
And you're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. This is Classical IPR. I'm Nancy Dineen, and I have to say I'm usually here alone in the studio talking to you and sharing classical favorites, but today our guest host is Sarah Lewis. Sarah Lewis grew up right in our area, you might say in our own backyard, in Petoskey, Michigan, and now she is in the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. Your hometown must be so proud of you, Sarah.
Aw, thank you.
And when you were growing up in Petoskey, the Great Lakes Center for the Arts was maybe an idea in someone's head at the time or a glimmer in someone's eye, but now it's actually come to be. The Great Lakes Center for the Arts Gala is July 7th, and the Detroit Symphony Orchestra with Sarah Lewis will be performing. Interlochen Public Radio will bring you that concert in a live broadcast. Sarah, thanks for joining us today. Next, a wonderful piece that you've chosen. Can you tell us about this next work and why it's important to you?
Yeah, so this is Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet. It was written as a ballet, and I played this piece for the first time as a student at Chautauqua Music Festival in New York, and it's meaningful to me because I just had this moment on stage as a young music student who was kind of trying to decide whether I should become a band director or go the music performance route in school. And when I was on stage and the orchestra was playing and there was just, I think it was the march between the Montagues and the Capulets, and it was just so exciting with the bass clarinet players and the low brass. And I remember having this moment like, wow, like I could actually do this for a living. Like people do this for a living. That's just so much fun. And what an amazing job would that be? So I think that kind of propelled me to work harder and really focus on trying to get better at oboe and become a performer.
This movement in particular was an inspiration. Some very intense music here by Sergei Prokofiev from Romeo and Juliet. And Sarah Lewis has chosen a recording, the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Riccardo Muti. The Montagues and Capulets, music from Romeo and Juliet by Sergei Prokofiev. Ricardo Muti conducted the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, and you are listening to Classical IPR. Special guest host today is Sarah Lewis of the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, oboist Sarah Lewis, and she's chosen an hour's worth of really fantastic selections, and you'll want to stay tuned. Now, Sarah, this next work, it's one of Dvorak's pieces that isn't one that's played just as often as, you know, his overtures or the Scherzo Capriccioso or the Symphony Number 9 and 8, of course. Tell us about this piece and this movement and just why it stands out for you.
As musicians, we have to audition to get into orchestras. And in the audition process, the orchestra sends out a set of excerpts, which are either solos or important parts that we have to learn and then play those teeny snippets of excerpts in the audition. And that's what they use to choose who they want to hire. And the very beginning of this second movement of Dvorak is actually an oboe two excerpt, a second oboe excerpt. And it's a clarinet solo, but the second oboe part is really important because it's the accompaniment, and it's one of these excerpts that, you know, makes the oboe player both love and hate Dvorak at the same time, because one difficult thing about the oboe is to when you have to play soft and low and in tune with a beautiful sound and note response. And those things are all extremely important in this particular excerpt. So it's quite a challenge, but it's such beautiful writing that when you're actually able to do it well, it's really rewarding.
Well, this is the beautiful second movement of Dvorak's Symphony Number 7. Here's the Cleveland Orchestra conducted by George Zell.
Thank you.
And that was the second movement of Dvorak Symphony No. 7 with the Cleveland Orchestra.
Sarah Lewis is here at Interlochen Public Radio with a co-hosted hour of Music at Midday. Thanks for joining us, Sarah. Sarah's from Petoskey. So when the Detroit Symphony Orchestra comes back and performs up here in the north at the Great Lakes Center for the Arts, July 7th, Sarah Lewis is in the ensemble, and you're not only coming back to your hometown with your career in the big leagues, you are also bringing your colleagues and friends from the Detroit Symphony Orchestra to your hometown. So it's a couple of experiences that don't come along every day. Any feelings about that?
Oh, I'm just so excited. You know, growing up, there was some orchestra, orchestra's halls like at in Bayview and places like that, and which were great. But I always kind of wished there had been more. And now to think that there's this beautiful hall that's right in our backyard, it's just so exciting. And to bring the other musicians up to Northern Michigan and to see what Petoskey's like. And it's just kind of a surreal experience. Most of my music experience has been, you know, hours and hours away from Petoskey. First being in New York and then Toronto and now Detroit. And it's so exciting to make music in my hometown.
This next piece will conclude the hour. It's just beautiful and haunting, and I want you to tell us about it, Sarah.
I think this second movement might be my favorite piece of music ever written. It actually doesn't even have a second oboe part in it, which is kind of sad for me, but I just love listening to it. And I first heard it when I was at Juilliard in our orchestral rep class. We had to learn the English horn solo because there's a long, beautiful English horn solo in the middle of it. And so I had to listen to it. And I just remember thinking, wow, this is so beautiful. And I became kind of obsessed with it, and I couldn't stop listening to it. I just had it on repeat. It's just really beautiful writing.
the second movement of Ravel's Piano Concerto in G. Marta Argerich, the soloist, performing with the Berlin Philharmonic in this recording, conducted by Claudio Abbado. Music chosen by Sarah Lewis. Sarah, daughter of Potocki, thank you for joining us on today's program. It's been a real pleasure, and we're all excited about this Bay Harbor Gala coming up this weekend.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited, too.